It's Alan Jackson. Looks like the sun won't speak through. 31 degrees where we're at right now. It is 9:38, and as promised, been talking about the excitement going on at Leech Public Library. Melissa Bakken in to talk with us more about that. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
It's always great to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
I always love seeing your smiling face. You got a celebration happening here.
We sure do.
Big one. Tell us about this.
Big one. It's our 100th anniversary in the building that we now have.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So on Monday, April 8th is the day that the Leech Public Library finally opened to the public.
100 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow, think about that. I mean, that almost takes a second to kind of sink in.
I know. And it's so fun going through the history and finding pieces in the newspapers and everything else that we can use for our displays and everything else. It's pretty fun.
Absolutely. And the building still looks fantastic. It looks wonderful.
You know, there's a little bit of wear and tear, but, mm-hmm, you know, after 100 years, I think I would have a little bit of wear and tear.
Yeah, definitely. So, again, what's going to be all a part of the celebration? What's going to be going on?
Okay, so Monday, April 8th, from 1 to 4 p.m., we have a short program about 1:15 to 1:30, depending on how many people finally get there. Our state librarian, Mary Susie, will be in attendance. Just a little history. The gift and the acceptance by the city of the gift was actually done in July of 1919. So it took almost 5 years to get the doors open after that.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. We've had 17 librarians in that 100 years. With the party, we're going to have a door prize drawing.
Okay.
A little swag going on.
Mm-hmm.
Cake and cupcakes, coffee and water and or lemonade. And our Wahpeton Literary Club and our friends of the Leech Public Library are hosting that part of it.
When you think back 100 years,
mm-hmm,
to where we are now and stuff on like microfilm and the thing, everything that you've got over there now.
Yep.
When you look at all that and you're looking back through history, do you just ever just stop and go, wow?
Yeah.
Who would have ever thought that it would come this far?
Yeah. Not only just the fact that we've evolved with, you know, technology and everything as much as we can in that building.
Right.
I think back and I think those construction workers, those contractors,
yeah,
they did everything by hand. There wasn't a lot of super big power, mm-hmm, tools at that time.
Right.
So.
When you mentioned 19 librarians.
17.
Yeah. And you look back over 100 years,
mm-hmm,
that's not many. So when you are there,
mm-hmm,
they stayed for quite a while, as have you.
We had two that actually hit the 24-year mark. That would have been our first librarian, Jessie, mm-hmm, Searing, and Bonnie McIver. She was here 24 years also.
Wow.
Myself, as director, I've only been in that spot with the adult services position since 2016.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I can't count myself. I've been there a long time, but, mm-hmm, I can't count myself as being there.
Well, we're
as
hoping
a librarian.
We're hoping you're going to be there for quite a bit,
yeah,
quite a bit longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff. So,
yeah,
what a great celebration, kind of like,
yeah,
your centennial celebration,
yeah,
there on the corner, and such a legacy, such a landmark building,
yeah,
there too.
Yeah, and the Leeches were really quite benevolent,
mm-hmm,
to our community. You know,
right,
they gave us funds to build this beautiful library, and when they passed, there was a charitable giving fund that helped establish the Leech Home.
Mm-hmm.
They also erected a library in Irisburg, Vermont, and there's also a Leech Public Library in Londonderry, New Hampshire. It's pretty close to each other.
Okay.
And so those are our sister libraries. So, yeah, there's a lot that they did for the community.
You know, and I'm listening to you talk about this history, and I know that Jana Gageland, that comes in here every she just absolutely raves about the library and the resources,
yeah,
and the things she's able to find over there too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep,
what a great benefit to the community. What a great resource.
Yeah, we're looking forward to our party.
All right. How many people do you have working over there right now?
Right now, myself and Rachel are the two full-time people, and then,
okay,
we have three part-time people.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. So, again, Your party, your celebration at the library,
mm-hmm,
and when is this going on?
This is Monday, April 8th, next Monday,
okay,
from 1 to 4 p.m.
Fantastic.
We look forward to seeing everybody.
Stop back and give us a follow-up on this.
We sure will.
Let us know how everything went, okay?
We sure will, and we'll give you a little bit more about what's going on. You know, it's not only our birthday, it's also National Library Week next week. It's Right to Read Day next week.
Sure.
And so it's a busy week.
I love reading your sign out front. I just say you guys are so clever with what you put on the sign. So it's good stuff. Melissa, thanks for stopping
by. Thanks for everything.
You bet. 100th anniversary of the Leech Public Library going on. And again, make it to the party next Monday. It's 9:43. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
They say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom, where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out